The first step in the water cycle is evaporation. Evaporation is a process by which water changes from a liquid to a gas or a vapor. Evaporation is a primary pathway that water moves from the liquid state back into the water cycle as atmospheric water vapor. A very small amount of water vapor enters the atmosphere through simulation. The process by which water changes from a solid ice or snow to a gas, bypassing the liquid phase. You might ask yourself, why does evaporation occur? Well, if so, heat energy is necessary for evaporation to occur. Energy is used to break bonds that hold water molecules together, which is why water easily evaporates at the boiling point, but evaporates much more slowly at the freezing point. This is all for the first step of the water cycle.
Next up is condensation. Condensation is a process by which water evaporates in the air, then changes into liquid water. Condensation is crucial to the water cycle because it is responsible for the formation of clouds. Condensation is a process by which water evaporates. Gas in the hemisphere turns into water in liquid state. This is the opposite of evaporation. Condensation occurs when water droplets form due to cooling air. The water evaporates, cools, and forms clouds. So, condensation gently occurs in the hemisphere when warm air rises, cools, and looses until trapped. To warm water wrapper turns to tiny water droplets and ice crystals. You don't have to look at something as far away as a cloud to notice condensation. Although condensation is also for ground level fog, depending on whether conditions, water mulches will combine with tiny particles of dust, salt, and smoke in the air to form clouds, droplets, which grow and develop into clouds, a form of water we can see.
The next step is precipitation. Precipitation is any type of water that forms in Earth's atmosphere and then drops onto the surface of the Earth. There are four main types of precipitation: rain, snow, hail, and sleet. Rain is drops of liquid water that fall from the clouds when they get too big. Snow is ice that falls from the sky. Every snowflake is a different arrangement of ice crystals. Snowflakes form when water vapor turns directly from a gas to ice. Hail is ice that falls from the sky, often in round shapes. Hailstones form within thunderstorm clouds when air moving upward keeps pellets of frozen water from falling. As drops of extremely cold water hit them and freeze, the pellet gets bigger. This keeps happening until the pellets become so large and heavy they fall to the ground as hailstones. Can you believe that the largest hailstone weighed more than 1.5 pounds? Next is sleet. Sleet is like slush falling from the sky. Sleet forms when raindrops freeze into ice while falling. Approximately 121,000 cubic miles of water falls as precipitation, and more than 78% of it falls over oceans.
Last but not least, collection is the last step in the whole water cycle. What the collection does is it receives the rain, snow, hail, or sleet. The collection also collects the water from lakes, ocean, rivers, and streams. The collection collects water that has fallen from the sky. The collection is when the water that falls, most of the water that the collection receives will infiltrate, which means soak into the ground, and will collect as underground water. The water cycle is powered by the sun's energy and by the gravity. The collection receives the water that has fallen. The water evaporates into the sky again, and the cycle continues. The fallen precipitation is then collected in bodies of water. Some will fall directly into lakes, rivers, or the sea, from where it will evaporate. Thank you for listening to our recording.